Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Feel Premier League with a £1,500 cash advance when we accept your claim. The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook pre-match.
I mean, if someone had offered me to be here to the, you know, the end of my career, the trophies won, the big games we've played and won, stadiums you've played in, oh yeah, I'd bit the hand off of that. You know, very, very lucky, fortunate to have played with some great players, some top managers, and, you know, given the opportunity to, you know, to, you know, experience those, you know, wins, sometimes losses, but, you know, very lucky boy.
He's the epitome of a loyal, dedicated player, which, you know, that Liverpool are very lucky to have for more than a decade. And he's been a bedrock of their defensive qualities for years and years. I loved him. I thought it was a fantastic example for any young lad that wants to be a player and show the dedication he did. But a really, really good professional.
The guard of honour has been held for Jamie Carragher. He's walked past the Liverpool players and the QPR players, and Clint Hill, the QPR captain, who's a good friend of Jamie's off the pitch, has presented him with a memory of the day in the middle. And now it's on to the matters of Liverpool against QPR. Full commentary coming your way. Liverpool against QPR in the Barclays Premier League.
The game.
And it's a significant day in the life of the Premier League. Emotional on many fronts. The union between Manchester United and Sir Alex Ferguson is finally broken. David Moyes bids farewell to Everton. And here at Anfield, there's a number 23 who hangs up his shirt. 737 games after making his Liverpool debut. Jamie Carragher's Liverpool career spans 16 years and 131 days. There aren't too many in his mould. One thing's for certain, though, given his professional approach, there isn't any show of emotion at the moment, and there won't be until the 90 minutes is completed against QPR. Of course, it's Carragher who takes the headlines from today's game, but there's a youngster in the side who becomes the seventh from the academy to be given a chance by Brendan Rodgers this season. It's Jordan Ibe who steps up to the plate. Liverpool's 11 also sees a return for Martin Skrtel, who missed the game at Fulham last week through illness. Pepe Reina in goal, the back four, Glenn Johnson, Jamie Carragher, Martin Skrtel and Jose Enrique. Lucas is the holding midfielder, Stuart Downing and Jordan Ibe are the wingers, with Jordan Henderson in the centre, and then Philip Coutinho, who was literally on fire at Craven Cottage last week, behind Daniel Sturridge. Liverpool's subs today, Brad Jones, Andre Wisdom, Connor Cody, Sebastian Quatters, Suso, Asaidi and Fabio Barini. And the cheers you can hear. Jamie Carragher's son just netting past Pepe Reina at the cop end.
He saved the first penalty, got booed off the cops.
It's nice that they've let him stay on. His son and his daughter are the mascots for today. In fact, there's a third there. Has he got two sons? I don't know, I can't count.
No, that's just his son and daughter, and then an official mascot, yeah.
Look, let's get down to the brass tacks of this fixture. Liverpool should be beating QPR in the Premier League.
Yeah, I just hope it doesn't become like a testimonial, because obviously they've got nothing to play for. They're down. You know, we've got points to accumulate. I hope it's a very entertaining fixture. As I was going to say before, Brendan's team talk is, look, this lad has gone through a brick wall for this club. He's given blood for his club. You go and give that for him this afternoon and give him the send-off what he deserves, give him the win that he merits, the clean sheet that we want. It's for him, no one else today. It's not a testimonial. It's not a run-of-the-mill game. It's for Jamie Carragher. Go and win it for him. And that's the only motivational talk that I think that the team should need. So we'll see. If they don't do that, then they'll let Jamie Carragher down.
Our referee this afternoon, Martin Atkinson. Sunshine bathes Anfield. Jamie Carragher starts in the red shirt for the final time, and it's QPR who pass the ball back to their keeper down at the Anfield road end.
Just young Jordan Ibe, he's got number 44. He gets his first touch, nice little pass to Coutinho. Nice little, very important early on in the game to get your first touch after some 15 seconds.
Much like Andre Wisdom, he's physically not out of place, is
he? No, he's I've spoken to him the other week, actually, and he's not small. He's what, say, 5'9", but he's stocky. He's got a good build on him, you know.
And so Liverpool shoot towards the Anfield road end. Downing turns it to the right wing. Glenn Johnson tries to beat his man, and he's lost out there. and it's cleared away to the halfway line by QPR, but already QPR are compressed into their own half
that's
of the
nice,
field.
Dan.
There's Coutinho, one of those delicate but timely
chance
balls.
If he squares it,
picks it up. Coutinho with the early shot.
Oh, and he what a moment. Great move.
Coutinho's chance to score in the first couple of minutes of the game, and he fluffed his lines when it mattered. It was 50 seconds in. Coutinho involved in the build-up, but he couldn't find the final execution.
I tell you, he did fluff his lines because it fell for him nice, and he just scooped the Liverpool in to next year's new kit as well today. So see if he can bring in a bit of luck. But he should have scored there, Steve.
Stuart Downing's corner from the right. Early chance, cleared off the line. And that header was by Coutinho yet again.
There's
he was all on his own on the
there's
bar.
There's arguments post. Whether it's over the line. There is arguments whether it went over the line, but from Liverpool and...
I don't Downing's, think it went over.
Downing's saying it might have it's done, gone over.
It might have done. Just watching the replays, it looked like it crept past the white line. And I think that's a very lucky QPR keeper in Robert Green. Liverpool should be one up. Loic Remy tries to help this direct run forward. Stefan Mbia takes it over. Long shot by him, but he's drilled it along the floor. And it does end up wide right-hand side of Pepe Reina's goal. And a goal kick for the Liverpool keeper. Not being played at a frenzied pace, is it, this game?
Not at the moment, no. Yeah, chance. Little chance for Coutinho to make his mark here.
The Coutinho early doors looked extremely promising. And that time he sprayed a ball into the QPR penalty area, which went ahead of Daniel Sturridge. It's picked up by Ibe near the corner flag. He's found Coutinho again. He skipped past his man. Looks for the shot inside the near post.
That's it.
And he's not found the target. He does something every game, doesn't he, that has you absolutely wowing him.
I just love watching him. He's fleet of foot when he goes past the play, he's so quick, you know, just skips past people like they're not there. He just never got hold of that shot, but it got deflected. It was on target. Another corner for Liverpool. This time it's going to be an outswinger.
Stuart Downing, this time from the left hand side, it's on the volley, it's caught by Armand Traore, and he's defensively volleyed it away. Ibe then sets up the forward pass on the left wing for Downing. Carragher trying to roll it back in for Downing again, but intercepted by QPR and Remy. And they find a passage of play up to the halfway line, but it's interrupted. And QPR will settle for the throw-in, which Bobby Zamora looks like he's going to take responsibility for. And Liverpool start once more. Enrique throwing to Daniel Sturridge, controls it down to the left wing for Jordan Ibe, shows some strength to manoeuvre through, finds a pass for Jordan Henderson, left side of the QPR box. All of a sudden a player comes through him. I think it was Sean Derry forced that out for the Liverpool throw-in. Liverpool take it once more, and again it's flicked off the legs of Coutinho, this time by Stefan Mbia for another Liverpool throw. Left hand side, course, on the volley and sent back to Martin Skrtel just behind the halfway line. There seems to be enough creativity in the Liverpool side to unlock QPR. And out on that right wing, Glenn Johnson's done well to get past Traore. The ball's flighted across the 6-yard box.
That's a fabulous ball.
And after the poor start to the game that he had, Glenn Johnson, he just showed a flash of brilliance there to put himself into a crossing position and then drill an effort across the 6-yard box. Three Liverpool players were there, but not quite close enough.
Yeah, you need a poacher there. You know, a little 2-yard header. Great ball across the face of the goal. Just begging for someone to just tap it in. It's not a bad ball.
Yeah, cut from the outside of Downing's boot. Brought down by Ibe on the left wing. Ibe goes inside his man. Two QPR players double up on him, but he goes past Stefan Mbia, releases for Coutinho.
Oh my word, what a strike!
The season. Philip Coutinho right footed, 24 yards out, and he drilled one low to the left hand side of Robert Green's net. And everything he's done this season has been complete class, and that's another piece of his game that we can simply stand and admire. Liverpool 1, QPR 0, Philip Coutinho.
Well, Jordan Ibe done well, good ball by Enrique. Thought he should have played down the line, but he's cut in across the 18-yard box. Just played it to Coutinho. He's nearly 30 yards out. He's pummeled it right into the bottom corner past Green, who had no chance. It's a fantastic technique, fantastic strike, and a great goal.
Just getting to a period of the game where it felt like Liverpool were trying immensely hard, but nothing was coming off, and then Philip Coutinho does that.
Totally nothing. Sturridge got a chance if he hits it.
Sturridge is Maisie, weavy oh, run, brings in
Ivy. Can you?
He might go himself, Ivy.
Oh, there's no one there. No one got across the face of the centre-half. Sturridge was in for him to pull it back, but that's where he's got to try and get alongside him.
Daniel Sturridge, midway in the QPR half. Yeah, shifted play to the right. QPR have broken up in numbers. Glenn Johnson comes to the edge of the box, takes it on his left foot, he'll shoot! Oh, that wasn't a bad effort from Glenn Johnson.
It was.
Had loads of power in it, didn't quite dip in time. But the keeper and the defenders were certainly caught off guard. And Johnson's ball just flights over the top of the crossbar. It remains 1-0 to Liverpool.
He worked the space well, made the opening. And it did dip, Steve, you're right. It dipped just a little bit too late. It's a good strike, it was a good effort.
Now here's Clint Hill. Long ball over the halfway line. Shadowed by the head of Bobby Zamora, then taken on by Andros Townsend. Townsend plays it round the wrong side of Park, and it ends up with an easy clearance to Glenn Johnson on the right of his penalty area. Running with it away from the Liverpool half is Stuart Downing, and then playing an awkward and somewhat obscure pass was Philip Coutinho.
I think we've got to get a couple more people in and around Sturridge at times when the ball's gone up to him. Coutinho's doing really well, and he's doing it again here. But he just needs to sometimes... Oh,
he's got help from Jose Enrique. Enrique's taking it on past the first man, Derry, into the box. He's shielding himself, and he tries to get the shot in past Ned and Manua. And he crashed his right foot through the ball, but Robert Green was aware that it was going to miss the goal. But Jose Enrique
smashing
showed
run,
big intent for getting a goal then himself.
Great run, opened up for him, he kept on going and going. Just he has to push it onto his right foot, which he's not the best on, but it was a good effort. Yeah, I was just saying about Sturridge, I think Coutinho was just coming a little bit too deep at times when we've got the ball. You know, get up alongside him and just feed off him a little bit more.
Goal kick from Robert Green, and it ends up on the edge of the Liverpool penalty area, but we're virtually at the half-time whistle.
Yeah, I think that'll probably be it, by the look of it.
Mr. St John passes us from the director's box. The whistle blows here at Anfield, and Liverpool have a one-goal lead. Philip Coutinho, top marks for a superb strike. QPR have been pretty poor today. They're already on the beach, I think, but Liverpool doing just enough. And Jamie Carragher, well, his teammates would love him to get a goal.
Well, he's tried on a couple of occasions. He was a bit unfortunate on that one that struck the arm of a defender. Nice to see him in the 18-yard box, and who knows, he's still got a chance yet. I'm sure he'll be trying second half. But yeah, we deservedly in front. You know, we haven't played great. You know, we started the game off really well. Didn't get that goal that should have been when it was over the line. But Coutinho's pulled out one from the top drawer, and what a great effort. You know, they're for the taking. I'm sure if you had Suarez there and Steven Gerrard, this could be 2 or 3 easy by now. But the lads are doing okay.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a £1,500 cash advance when we accept your claim. Call 236-1222.
And the change being made by QPR, Esteban Granero coming on to replace the midfielder Stefan Mbia. So Granero on into the centre, like for like change, and Liverpool have got all their players out there. The referee's counted through them, and we're just about to get underway in the second half. There's plenty of seats that haven't yet been filled for this stadium in the second half, including my co-commentator John Aldridge, but we're underway. The referee, Mr. Atkinson, starts things off. It's a historic day for another referee, Mark Holsey, who's also calling time on his Premier League career today. So not just Fergie and the change from Jamie Carragher or Michael Owen, also Mark Holsey standing to one side. Jordan Ibe out on the left wing. He's been introduced in the second half as well. Takes a shot! Flies right across the 6-yard box and just narrowly wide of the target on the right-hand side of goal. So he's clearly got a bit of a nose for a strike as well.
He's done well. He skipped inside the fullback that time. He came inside, two plays, and then it was a good. It wasn't too far away, Steve.
Liverpool put it back into play. Downing does well to skip round his man. Granero lays it into the box for Johnson. Oh! It takes a deflection. Keeper was going one way, stuck both palms out and diverted the ball past the post.
Well,
it's a corner for Liverpool.
He did do well, didn't he, Robert Green there? Good move, good play by Downing. Big deflection, and He scrambled it away from another corner. Downing's taken this time.
Short corner towards Sturridge in the box. He tried to give it out to Coutinho on the edge of the penalty area, but QPR have broken three. It's Granero who's got the ball. It's two against two. Granero's not the quickest.
Oh, well played,
son. I tell you who is, Jordan Ivey. And he sprinted from the far corner of the field right across Granero, who was virtually at the edge of Liverpool's penalty area, and saved the day for the Reds.
That's great defending from the lad, wasn't it? You know, it was 2-1 in QPR's favour there. And he come from nowhere, Jordan Ivey. He showed a great turn of pace, didn't he? And Granero was away and he thwarted him.
Here's Stuart Downing bursting his way into the box and hitting it against the right-hand side of the netting. For a moment, there was some in the crowd that thought that ball had weaned its way into the near side post.
Great run.
Strong, determined run by Stuart Downing. He had Derry trailing in his wake all the time, burst past Clint Hill, and then right-footed shot into the near side netting.
Excellent run.
Jose Enrique, the throwback to Lucas. Lucas chips it forward. And most of the ground stand up as Liverpool push forward. Jordan Ivey rolls it for Enrique. Enrique back to Ivey. Ivey trying to take on the defender. Harry Murray squeezing it towards the six-yard box. It's ricocheted back out for Enrique. Enrique might make something happen. Second time, he's chipped one into the box. Hill heads it out. It's a corner for Liverpool.
Good passage of play, wasn't it? Ivy done well. Enrique done well, just wouldn't go for us.
Corner kick for Liverpool, left-hand side of the penalty area. Philippe Coutinho on it yet again.
Good
corners,
aren't he? He's
got this responsibility, headed away by Clint Hill. It wasn't a Liverpool shirt where the ball was dropping, but Clint Hill still had to hit it thoroughly. Here's Carragher.
Oh!
Carragher right-footed, hit the left upright. And he just is a screamer from, what, 25 yards. And QPR come on the counter-attack with Loic Remy. And his run is blocked. And Jamie Carragher twice in the game has almost scored. But what a goal that would have been.
That would have been better than Coutinho's. It's about 30 yards out. He smashed it up against the upright. Oh, what an effort that was. Oh, God.
Here come Liverpool again. Coutinho bursting behind Inoue. This could be two from Coutinho. Cleared off the line. Henderson misses the volley. And QPR have got enough men to clear it out. It's Harriman with the eventual ball away up to the halfway line where Andros Townsend is. Well, that's one to relive a moment.
Oh, I thought he was right in the top corner, by the way. Just cannoned off the post. What an effort. Oh, that is unbelievable.
But Jamie Carragher just leaving an imprint on the game. Fabio Borini is ready
chance
to come
here, Steve. Big chance for Liverpool.
Coutinho rolls it behind the fullback, rolls it behind
Clint
Hill
for
Sturridge.
Might be gone now.
Sturridge then turns, tries to get it across the face of goal. And just in that split second, as John said, the chance seemed to vanish. Sturridge made things hard for himself, and it's gone out for a throw-in on the far left-hand side. Henderson now right side of the penalty area, floats it in. It was nearly going to drop. Now Suso edge of the area, Hill strike. It was goalwards, and it was stopped on the line by Robert Green.
Good strike. Just needed to be tucked in the corner, but he caught it well. Decent save.
Here's Sturridge. Again, asking many questions of that QPR defence. Coming in from the left-hand side this time into the penalty area. Suso's gone to the dead ball line. He's given it to Suso.
Too many bodies, isn't there?
He's going left-right, trying to get past Derry. Takes a shot, drops out for a shot from Downing, who somehow hit it into the body of Armand Traore.
Dear me.
Seemed a formality, and he couldn't convert it.
How many chances have we had again? To be fair, it's good defending. It's another really good block. You know, Downing was in a good position, followed up. And again, the blocks, and they've gone their way many times when a little bit of luck by just taking it to the net or to another player. But hey, fortune favours the brave sometimes.
Suso to Sturridge, who's occupying good places.
It's not a bad ball, neither.
He's put a ball across the penalty area for Borini to send back and to Enrique to hit. And it's saved by two hands of the keeper. And then his volley clear by Armand Traore. It seems a deliberate build-up there.
It was a good save. He struck it well, Enrique, again. Just the saves have been straight at the keeper. We need to be in the corners.
Oh, Jamie Carragher's moment. Would he have wanted to play to the final minute? Well, Carragher is brought off with 5 minutes to play here at Anfield. Sebastian Coates replaces him. It's all about Jamie Carragher this moment. 737 games in the Liverpool shirt. An emotional, a dramatic time for the Reds defender, who's epitomised and symbolised Liverpool through and through. He's been through some wonderful times, not least a European Cup win, and it all comes to the end today on the 19th of May 2013 against QPR. It's hard to imagine a team without a Carragher in, but that's the way Liverpool will have to play from now on. People will dream of a team of Carraghers. It'll never happen. There was only one, there will be only one, and there has been only one.
I'm sure there'll be a little lump in his throat now, Steve. Realised that he won't play the hallowed turf of Anfield. You know, it's gone now, it's over with.
Here's QPR attacking, fall down the left wing.
Oh, I don't believe it.
It's Mackie!
Oh, he should have scored!
Well, Mackie's missed a chance.
Should have scored.
This game 1-1 at the very end.
Absolute. Oh, what a chance for them, we said, didn't we? You always get a little chance, you get a sniff. And if he placed that in the corner, Pepe Reina was done and dusted, and he skied it. Great opportunity.
That was nuts. Look, Remy would have scored that.
Well, you're right. Yeah.
It felt,
probably the wrong player. And that would have been a proper damn screw, because that's the full time. That would have been the last kick of the game. It's not the game that you want to finish on, but it's 3 points. We were well worthy winners. It could have been a lot more. But it's all about Jamie Carragher, isn't it? Clean sheet, which is what he'd want more so than a goal. And we finished, you know, in a way that's fitting with 3 points. You know, 5-0, 6-0 would have been fitting for Jamie, but unfortunately it didn't happen.
We already knew Liverpool had finished the season in seventh place. They've recorded 61 points. That's 9 more points than last season. Mm-hmm. Everton are just above them. The top four as the league stands at the moment: United, Manchester City, Chelsea, Arsenal, and then Tottenham in fifth. Liverpool beat QPR by a goal to nil, and very shortly we'll have the parade of the team, but in particular more the celebration of Jamie Carragher's Liverpool career, and words will be said from both Stephen Gerrard and Ian Callaghan, as far as I'm led to believe, before Jamie himself thanks the crowd. You can guarantee there won't be too many leaving.
Yeah.
Full time at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea have beaten Everton by 2-1. It confirms Chelsea's third place finish in the Premier League table. Everton, who drew level through Stephen Naismith, but a winning goal from Chelsea in the second half has them finishing third in the league table. Throughout the rest of the Premier League, well, that incredible scoreline at the Hawthorns: West Brom 5, Manchester United 5. I'm sure that will lead match of the day tonight. Manchester City 2, Norwich 3. City with goals from Rodwell, both of them. But Norwich with Pilkington, Holt and Housen on target. And they've beaten Manchester City at the Etihad. Newcastle 0, Arsenal 1. Lauren Koscielny with the goal. It's still in play, that game. Full time at St Mary's, where Southampton 1, Stoke 1 is the score. Swansea 0, Fulham 2, and they're still playing at the Liberty. Tottenham 1, Sunderland 0 is about to draw to a close. West Ham 4, Reading 2 is a full time from Upton Park. And Wigan 2, Aston Villa 2 is also about to finish. Brendan Rodgers claps off every one of his players and the QPR players. And Liverpool's season for 2012-2013 reaches its finale. There'll be plenty for you to say on the football phone. Don't forget, as I said, at about 6:25, we've got a brilliant season review for you to be able to listen to. So blues, reds, goals, funny bits, highlights, everything else that goes with the Radio City Sport coverage. But we're going to take your calls between 6 and 6:30. Sharpie and Aldo will be available for that. So now it's just a matter of waiting for Carrot and the rest of them to come out. Did you ever like this end of season parade, John? Were you ever bothered with
it?
Was it? Did it ever mean last year?
To show your respects for the crowd, you know, and that's what they want to see, the players. They say, well done, whatever, for the season. So you just got to go along with it, really.
I know you weren't with me at Fulham last week, but gosh, if there was more than 100 people stayed around for the end of the season parade, I'd be amazed.
I'm not surprised after the game, man. Liverpool could have won 6 or 7.
There was a dramatic clearance Arsenal are in the Champions League. They've got that final playoff berth because full-time whistle has gone in their game at St James's Park. Newcastle 0, Arsenal 1, and it means that they are in the Champions League. So Spurs just missed out, despite Spurs winning by a goal to nil on the final day of the season. Just left it too late. Will Gareth Bale stay
well,
at Spurs
they
now?
Well, they needed Newcastle to... a result off Arsenal, didn't he? And
so for you, Bale to stay at Spurs or not? Or will the cheque simply be too big when it arrives on the Spurs doorstep from another
well,
team?
Well, it depends who come in for him, really, isn't it? But certainly there's going to be doubts now, isn't there? Doubts. It's all about us to catch up, you know, we've just got to play catch-up. No, and it might be next year, Steve, because we are.
Well, which is the team we can catch next season? Is it Spurs? Is it Everton? Is it Spurs? What's the situation for?
You don't know. You've got to wait and see what Brendan goes out and buys. You know the quality. It's okay bringing young lads through. You know and feeding them like Jordan Ibey and Sterling's and so. But you've got to go out and get the quality players to enhance your side. And it depends. You know. How much money he's got, you know, it's normally a 20 million donation from the owners, but then you've got like Carroll, you've got Carroll who you're going to get the best part of, hopefully 18 million for, a couple of other players you don't know, it's Skirtle, Quartez and such, you don't know, there's got to be a bit of manoeuvrability there, but we need really good players, Steve, to keep on catching up because they fell away with the amount of bad players that have been bought at the club over the last 10, 15 years or so as a whole. So, but we'll see, you know, we've got a better squad. It shows you with the points tally that we got this season and since Christmas, you know, we've been right up there with the points total to be, you know, in and around the top four. So we've got to take that into next year and get off to a good start, which the start last year, the final day of the transfer deadline, it was the communication, what happened, was just didn't help the club at all. We were left to have a thin squad up front to change games, and it was costly. And, you know, we brought players, two good quality players in January, and we've got to try and get three players in of quality. No, you've got Gerrard who can go into that team, as you were saying, Suarez. And Alan started the season off really well last year. Like the season fell away. So we have got quality players about, but we need more.
Well, some of the players have now come out onto the pitch. Not Jamie Carragher as yet, but the wives are standing on the touchline while the likes of Reina and Jordan Ibey, Lucas... is on there. He's playing a little bit of football with his young boy, Martin Skirtle, as well. And well, most notably as well, Luis Suarez at the moment, who very much should feel like he's part of this moment, Luis Suarez, because he's had to miss the football at the end of the season, which would have been really important for him.
Yeah, he has. You know, he's missed it. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of talk about speculation about Luis. But you know, I think really Liverpool need to attend that and make an announcement that he is going to stay. You know, if he is going to mess about and go, then get it done as soon as possible so you can utilise the money. But, you know, that's for us to wait and see.
You think there's still a question mark there?
Well, there's always a chance, isn't there, mate? There's always a chance that could happen. Let's hope not. Because we want our good players to stay, and you know, and he's right up there with what you need to get into the top four.
I just wonder whether the way the club have backed him and supported
absolutely.
Him in what's been a difficult couple of months could actually sway things for him.
Well, I think he owes it to us big time. Big time. These fans love him, stuck behind him. You know, so. I think he owes it to us all to stay. Give us another season to see if we can get in the top four.
Let's listen to Peter, who's introducing Jamie. The ultimate one club man. The first trophy arrived when he netted a nerves of steel penalty in the Worthington Cup final at Cardiff's Millennium Stadium, and the FA Cup and UEFA Cup quickly followed as the Reds went on to win the treble. He was then
that switch by Rafa Benitez to a centre-back in 2004, and his partnership with Sammy Hupia at the heart of the defence was to go down in legendary status. By becoming the first player to represent the Reds 100 times in continental competition. Fittingly, the milestone was reached in one of Europe's top arenas, the San Siro, as Liverpool dumped Inter Milan, the runaway leader of Serie A, out of the Champions League. Away from the pitch, he never forgot his Liverpool roots, as the 23 Foundation continues to bring joy to the children of Merseyside and beyond. Certainly be a really hard act to follow. There is no one quite like this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, Jamie Carragher.
So there you go, Ian Callaghan preparing and presenting Jamie Carragher with what looks like a golden 23. Stephen Gerrard, whose arm's in a sling, he's had that shoulder surgery, I think. He'll be involved next in a presentation. So here's Cali, the record holder. The man who's Cali will almost certainly never be beaten.
I'd just like to say, well, what can you say about Jamie, really? A legend. One of the greatest players that's ever played for Liverpool. And him, a fantastic ambassador for this club. And besides that, he's a fantastic guy. Wish him all the best.
Simple words. And will the captain, Stephen Gerrard, now be involved in?
I'd just like to say thanks, you know, everyone here today and all supporters who supported me from, you know, when I made my debut, I think it was 97. We played here, scored at the Kop end, and I nearly finished it off to 10 as a rookie. Listen, I've had lots of great times and, you know, memories myself and my family will never forget. A lot of that's down to Liverpool Football Club and especially supporters who've dragged us over the line many times. We've had some great nights here and, you know, Istanbul and Cardiff, and you played as big a part as anyone. Thank you.
Pure appreciation for a gladiator in a Liverpool shirt. Jamie Carragher. His career as a football professional comes to an end. Only a few words from him. I think he's probably is quite emotional now, John.
Yeah, he'll have to talk a bit more when he's on television. I'm sure he will. But he does his talking on the pitch. That's Jamie.
There we go, and the team walk off towards the Kop. And he mentioned just then in his speech, so you know how much it meant to him, that he nearly scored a goal today. What a strike that was. 25 plus yards.
No,
right footed, beat the keeper, but not the upright.
I thought when he left his foot, it had to be in the top corner. Such is the day, but sometimes it's not meant to be. So it was a great effort, it really was. He had a super game today. He was faultless right throughout the game. I know they were in great shakes, but still, you know, he'd be sorely missed. He really will. Post-match.
His mind was made up last year, and only his professionalism and love and devotion to Liverpool has got to see him through his contract. And as I said, been absolutely first class. You know, he's played 16 Premier League games, and we lost one game, and been an absolute colossal player. And you see, 35 years of age, he's still fit and strong. So it's So great sadness, he's going to move on, but we have to move on.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors, the top team to deal with your personal injury claim. Visit hampsonhughes.com.